This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. President Vladimir Zelensky triumphantly walked the streets of the newly liberated city of Kherson on Monday, hailing Russia's withdrawal as the beginning of the end of the war, but also acknowledging the heavy price Ukrainian troops are paying in their grinding effort to push back the invaders. The retaking of Kherson was one of Ukraine's biggest successes in the nearly nine-month-old war, dealing another stinging blow to the Kremlin. It could serve as a springboard for more advances into occupied territory. President Joe Biden called it a significant victory for Ukraine. A massive strike is unfolding on the 10 campuses of the University of California. The union representing 48,000 teaching assistants, researchers, postdoctoral scholars, tutors, and graders says the vast majority of them walked off the job Monday morning and joined the picket line. Strikers say they are being underpaid by tens of thousands of dollars and that meeting their demands would be a small fraction of the university system's annual budget. Aya Konishi is a teaching assistant at UCLA.
It's really powerful because it's not only a new experience for us to see this broad strike all across the UC system, it's also educating our undergraduate students about, you know, our working conditions and, you know, what we can achieve through collective power.
We now know what Amazon's Jeff Bezos plans on doing with his fortune.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he plans to give away most of his $124 billion fortune throughout his lifetime. Bezos has been criticized for not signing the Giving Pledge, which was created by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to encourage the richest people to give most of their wealth to charity. Amazon's executive chairman told CNN the hard part is figuring out how to give away his money in a, quote, levered way, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Six airlines, Frontier being the only American-based company, have been ordered to pay as much as $622 million in refunds to U.S. passengers who had flights canceled and in some cases delayed for many hours. But other domestic carriers get significant complaints while steering passengers away from refunds, says Bill McGee, airline expert for American Economic Liberties Project. And considering how bad air travel could be this summer, McGee thinks flyers are due as much as $10 billion in refunds.
There were tens of thousands of flights that were scheduled and were put in reservation systems. And worst of all, the airlines collected money on, which is a form of deception, when they had reasonable doubt that they were going to be able to operate those flights. They put flights in reservation systems when they didn't have the pilots to fly them.
Doctors in New Mexico are sounding the alarm on kids facing a possible so-called triple-demic across the country. That's the threat of flu season together with RSV and COVID-19 cases. Doctors warn kids will be together in indoor spaces like school more often than not, as temperatures are getting colder, and that could spark a surge of respiratory viruses. Dr. John Peterson is a pediatric specialist in Albuquerque and has some advice for parents.
If your child is sick, keeping them home from school if they are able to. If you are having to go out into a public space, wearing a mask is an extremely smart thing to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got, the infamous, the one, the only, George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. He is right here, alive and well. Mr. George, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Well, interesting. We made it through the midterms for the most part. In some states, it's still in play. They're still counting. Kind of amazing. I thought it was quite interesting of all places. Nevada, known for counting, right, because they deal with a lot of money. And but yet when it comes to votes, they just can't seem to count the votes, you know, in a normal period of time.
Well, and there were other places in the country, too. You know, Arizona, where our school is located. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You have to wonder about what's going on there. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
But, you know, when you have machine breakdowns and you have long lines and they refuse to let people vote, you know, beyond the time allotted, I mean, there's just a lot of things that are kind of strange that go on.
Yeah, I know they call us conspirators, but, you know, it's not like it just comes out of the blue. You know, we're led down that trail by their failure to execute a properly run system. I mean, in Florida for many years they were having problems, and then when Governor DeSantis came in, he took care of that lickety-split, and it's been quite interesting, you know, since the days of hanging chads and all the other complications that used to come out of Florida. It's very rare we hear of any problems.
Yeah, and to me the great thing about that is that it's proof that, you know, if somebody has their eye on the ball, they can hit it. And,
yeah.
And so that we know these changes can be made, and we know that when they're not made consistently election after election after election, there's probably an identifiable reason, and that's what we need to address.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, George, in your latest survey here, you state the majority of Americans believe human beings, not God, know what's best for America. This is interesting.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. It's unfortunate, and I'm not suggesting that, by the way.
Yeah, right. Neither am I. I'm with you.
Yeah. Yes. I don't want to be struck by lightning in the middle of this exchange.
And the one thing about being struck by lightning, by the way, is, you know, if it was immediate, then everybody would know instantaneously that that was a bad idea. But because God is, you know, extends grace and mercy to us, he allows us to go ahead and be a knucklehead and keep defying gravity until we realize that maybe this is a bad idea. But, you know, this is part of the American experience. Some of us have to learn the hard way, right?
Well, it's true. And, you know, I think the outcome that we're finding in this survey where people say, yeah, I believe in traditional moral values, but I'm not going to define them traditionally, is because we look at the worldview of people. We look at their set of beliefs, their philosophies about life. We know that three quarters of them say that people are basically good. Less than half believe in God, the existence of the God of Israel. Only about 4 out of 10 believe that the Bible is God's true, relevant, and reliable word for humanity. Almost 2 out of 3 say there's no such thing as absolute moral truth. So people are putting this all together, and they're saying, okay, there's really no external resource I can always trust. It comes down to me. There's not going to be any kind of divine guidance to define defy morality. So I'm going to rely on my feelings because they're always with me. They've always been good to me, or so we lie to ourselves. And so therefore, I'm going to trust what I feel in my heart. When we ask people about how they would define biblical morality and traditional morality, what they said is, well, 42% of plurality said it's what you feel in your heart. That's your best guide to morality. And we got to look around in our society today and ask the question, how's that working for us?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, and this is the thing. See, people like you and me who have lived a little bit of life and we've challenged these issues and we've gone through our discovery as well. We're yelling and screaming from the rooftop saying, bad idea. I mean, just look at human history and see what's happened when people abandon God. And they begin to see things according to their own eyes. It does not fare well for them. You know, we want to define morality on our own basis. Well, you know, then we become the moral standard and arbiter, the self-moral standard and arbiter. Can we really, are we designed to handle that responsibility, George?
No, obviously not. And God knew that because he gave us the Bible. He wouldn't have bothered to do that if he knew that we could trust our emotions. Or, you know, the fact that 3 out of 10 Americans say, well, no, actually the best way to define morality is to look at what most people want, what most people believe, what most people do, majority rule. That's how we go. So, you know, you put together the 42% who say, well, morals are best determined by what you feel in your heart, 29% who say, no, based on majority rule, you got more than 7 out of 10 Americans who are cutting God out of the equation altogether. Despite the fact that he loved us so much, he gave us the Bible, not to miss Jesus. But, I mean, in this particular instance, he said, look, I'll make it clear for you. I'll put it in black and white. I'll put it on paper. I'll put it in your hands. Okay? And yet, the chilling thing to me coming out of this is that right now what we have is a nation of people where they're saying, I don't really believe in God. I don't trust churches. And so I don't go there anymore. And I'm just looking for them to affirm what I believe anyway. What we're doing is we're turning to the government and saying, look, we're trusting you to codify what morality should be, ignoring the fact that God already did that. That's what the Bible is. But then we want to do it again because we know better. We've got so much great experience and wisdom that we're going to put it together into the law of the land, and we're going to allow the murdering of babies and all kinds of other horrific things because it feels good.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the horrendous thing that we lean to the government, as you say. We use them as the moral agency, and we get abortion. We get story hour from drag queens. We get gender reassignments and all sorts of human debasement. And somehow, I guess that's acceptable because maybe for some period of time, you know, you get to have it your way. And what a mess and the road that we're leading on and that we're trying to say, look at, you know, that road has been traveled on before and it is a road to absolute destruction.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because, in fact, the way you just phrased it there reminds me that what we're going through here in terms of our moral deliberations is kind of an extended adolescence for most Americans, where it's like, I want my way. I'm going to throw a tantrum if I don't get my way. I'm going to go out. I'm going to riot. I'm going to loot. I'm going to burn. I'm going to yell. I'm going to cancel people. I'm going to do all the things that indicate that if I don't get my way, you're going to pay the price. Well, that's not how a society works. You know, one of the interesting things always to me are the contradictions between our values and our behavior. And so on the one hand, we're saying, oh, I want to belong. I want to be part of community. And then when we don't get our way, it's like, forget community. I'm just going to blow the thing up. You know, it's like, what are we, 8 years old collectively? Come on, let's grow.
Yes. Yeah, and when you look at the destruction of former empires and countries, they went down this road, George, did they not?
Of course, But see, one of the things that is a characteristic of Americans is that we don't know history, we don't pay attention to history, we don't really care about history. And as historians, those people who do study these things continually tell us, telling us, open your eyes, learn the lessons, adjust.
Amen. Got to go to break. Got more from Dr. George Barna after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand. When so many people need to hear the gospel, it's vital that diverse avenues and outlets are utilized to spread the word. In Thailand, we're blessed to hear the many stories of new believers on fire for the gospel and spreading the word through unconventional methods, like a recent televised funeral for a famous Thai actress who was a believer. Whether through radio broadcasts, house visits, social media, or even through national live stream events, we are grateful that thousands and thousands are hearing the good news, and many are making decisions to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's often these unconventional avenues that reap the biggest reward. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. George Barna continues with us, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And we're talking about the latest study that is indicating a majority of Americans believe human beings, not God, know what's best for America. I don't know about you, but that shudders me to my very core, George, because for us to turn our back on God, and to, you know, like a bunch of 8-year-old brats saying, look, it's mine, it's my way. I mean, you know, the Bible says very clearly the beginning of wisdom, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And this is where we are. America is no longer fearful of God. And as a result, if it is the beginning of wisdom, then the ignoring of God is the beginning of stupidity, if I can say that.
I think you can say it. And I think we have to be willing to play out the implications of these choices that we make. Choices have consequences. And so if we think about the consequences of putting the government on the throne in place of God and allowing it to determine right from wrong, well, there's going to be a lot of redefining of things, terms like integrity. What's integrity going to mean? Basically what you can get away with. Justice. What is justice going to mean? Marriage, divorce. The list will go on and on and on, including education. What is education? Well, that's going to be redefined to be indoctrination. So it's a scary future that we're facing. And I look at my grandchildren, I think, oh, my gosh, not only do they face a scary future, but I have to double my efforts now to try to figure out what can I do to protect them and to allow them to inherit a culture that's not going to decimate them. It's not going to turn them into hopeless individuals, because when people rule, the future is hopeless. It's only when God rules that we have hope for the future.
You know, George, when you talk about your grandkids, and I think the same way, I ask the next question is, who are they going to marry? You know, what's the gene pool available to them when it's time for them to build a family? Is there going to be somebody of an agreeable mindset that is a God follower that they are going to, start a family with? Or are they just going to pull from the general gene pool that is compromised?
Well,
pretty scary.
It is scary. And you can even take that a step further, I think, and ask, not so much who they will marry, but if they will bother to marry. Because with the morality that's coming in, it's like, well, why would I do that? I mean, that's just shackles on my moral freedom, on my sexual freedom, on my lifestyle freedom. Why would I do that? I ought to be free. That's really the goal in all of this. And so having sex before marriage, no problem. I felt like doing it. Changing gender for a day or two or however long, no problem. It seemed right in my own eyes. Choosing to have animals rather than children, that's okay. That's my choice. And so all of these different kinds of choices are really going to have a long-term effect, not only on their lives, but on the, perpetuation of humanity.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, going back to what you said earlier, that 42% of those surveyed said that their compass was in their heart. And Jesus himself was real clear about what resides in our heart. And that's where evil is given birth, is in our heart. So how can evil cohabitate with any true moral guidance? And you're going to lean on something that is loaded with evil as your guide, as your North Star.
And then add to that the fact that, oh, by the way, your heart is constantly changing. What you prefer right now may be different an hour from now. It might be different in different circumstances. It might be different based upon words or arguments or temptations that come from other people or other situations. So, people have to think about what does it mean to have a moral compass that is constantly spinning. It can't find true north, because there is no true north when all you're trying to do is look inside yourself as opposed to looking at something that's eternal and fixed and proven to be best and right and in your best interest. Why would we give up on that? I'll tell you what, there's a war that's raging in America. It is intense today. It is brutal, so brutal that people can't even see that they're in the midst of a war. I talk to people about the fact that this is a war, and they laugh. It's incoming.
Well, we're like that metaphorical frog in boiling water. you know, we're all comfortable thinking we're just kicking back in a, you know, a warm bathtub, then a jacuzzi, and next thing you know, we're just cooking ourselves. It's not even that, you know, this is a self-annihilation. And, you know, to me, George, I mean, you know, you talk about the Word of God, and before we had the Word of God, God gave us the Ten Commandments. And we walked away from the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were clear signs and arbiters of our behavior to begin to help us realize that, boy, we needed, you know, we needed more than the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Commandments pointed us down the road to God, didn't it?
It sure did. And that's why it's so discouraging today to hear people say, yeah, but, you know, those are outdated. Truth doesn't have an expiration date.
Exactly.
And so the more that we can recognize, if we look to find out what over the course of time has withstood all of the challenges, and you look at, you know, more than 2,000 years of people, you know, pursuing those truths, and recognizing that the Ten Commandments are not a limitation on our freedom. They're what guarantee our freedom.
Exactly.
To be able to enjoy life. And the key part of that word enjoy is joy. The only way that you're going to experience that joy is when you have God's freedom rather than simply the trivial momentary following of your own heart. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why in this last election, I thought, as voters, we really kind of missed the boat, because we were voting on the basis of issues and party identification and, you know, physical characteristics of candidates rather than the morals and the values that each of those candidates wanted to represent. I think those are the things we need to get back to, looking deeper at those and how it translates into all of the actions that those candidates will take. I think these next couple of years after this election, America's still going to go around being dramatically displeased with what we voted into office because we were looking at the wrong stuff.
Exactly. Well, and the Democrats would want us to believe that it was the abortion issue, reproductive rights, and even the way they explained it, the understanding of reproductive rights was immoral on its face. But yet they turned it into an emotional issue. And you're right, George. I mean, to some degree, according to the exit polls, you know, women were particularly, you know, embattled and very animated about this abortion issue, which was like, wait a minute. It wasn't that Roe v. Wade was reversed. It was returned to the states. But, you know, I think what's, you know, being lost in translation here is the issue wasn't so much about abortion and reproductive rights. It's who's going to pay for it. You know, they want their cake and eat it, too. They want people that don't believe in abortion to pay for their mistake or their convenience.
Well, and this is one of the reasons why it's so important for us to get people to do their homework.
Yeah,
because those are the kind of messages that get sent out there with the intention of distorting what's actually going on, of manipulating people to see things in a particular way as opposed to pursuing truth. How different would every election be if every voter recognized that my job isn't just to cast a ballot? My job is to determine what is truth.
Dr. George Barna, he is the Cultural Research Center's president at Arizona Christian University's America Values Study. George, where can people go for more information?
If they go to culturalresearchcenter.com, all of our reports are available there for free. Download them, send them out, read them, enjoy them. Think about them. Please think about them. And you can sign up for alerts, too. We'll let you know when each report comes out.
Amen. Dr. George Barna, thank you, buddy. Take care. Have a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More. Find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
Love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly, B21.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
America, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com, that's where you want to go. Hey, Jeff Kemp is with us, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB, and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I'm good, Bill.
Hey, I'm excited to talk to you about this, because every time we get together, I appreciate that you want to bring it into the throne room of God, whatever we're talking about, because in the throne room of God is where revelation occurs. Revelation being that which the book of Proverbs talks about, that, without revelation, the people perish or cast off restraint. And we have a culture right now that is cast off restraint. It's like that hot air balloon that has been punctured, and its tethers have, they've let go of their anchoring, and they're, pow-mow all over the place. And this is what I see happening in our culture. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that passage in Proverbs that says, without God's vision of revelation of his truth, the people cast off the guidance and the restraints, and that leads them to fall out of relationship, become disconnected, and some translations of the Bible say, without vision, the people perish. Well, the reason they perish is because they fall out of relationship with God and out of relationship and harmony with one another because they stepped away from God's revelation, God's vision, God's blueprints. And, God's a relational God who made us to be in relationship with him and then relationship with one another, which
exactly.
We're not able to do well. We're not able to do that well without the grace and the forgiveness and the love and the patience that Christ gives us when we receive him and the Holy Spirit puts it in us, and the Bible speaks all through it. So, yeah, we're in an age where the culture said we don't want to have God. They falsely defined him as constraining and non-freedom-oriented. The truth is Jesus, and Jesus is the truth that sets you free. So the truth is that freedom comes from knowing God.
Exactly.
From not knowing and submitting to God, you end up with all the consequences of sin, which we're enslaved to. And you see it today, depression and anger and disunity and arguing and comparing and competing, sex trafficking, rape and murder in a very uncivil political environment.
Yeah, it's really hard to imagine, Jeff, that we would be here at this point where, you know, the accommodation for abortion exists. I mean, we had in this recent midterm election a state that was quite shocking for people, because you would think on the surface the people of Montana were more, you know, God-oriented, and they understood, you know, what was happening. I question whether the people in Montana really understood what they were voting for, but the bottom line is the result of their vote. Because maybe they voted ignorantly or without fully understanding what the proposition was before them, is that basically they accepted abortion with no restrictions whatsoever, which is counterindicative when you consider what the polls tell us, that 80% of Americans, 80%, Jeff, believe that reasonable restrictions should be considered. So this is on the extreme, in much the same way as California, which has always been on the extreme, that even went so far in California to say, even if there was a baby who was delivered post-abortive, that you basically just, you know, let them die. And, you know, go ahead.
The voters, many of them probably were fooled by the narrative and the advertising, which is a deceptive message that we're going to start criminalizing any doctor or young woman who ends up having an abortion. The reality was this bill in Montana criminalized doctors who didn't save the life of a baby, particularly in the case of if a baby was aborted, but it didn't succeed and the baby was alive, then they need to keep it alive. They can't do infanticide and kill that baby with no care or support, Hippocratic oath, to do no harm and to do whatever we can to value and save life. You know, it's what doctors were invented for.
Exactly.
But I think the way it came across in the modern environment of the Roe v. Wade reaction and kind of extremist presentations of things was that this was going to criminalize and attack doctors who ever do abortions, and maybe even give the implication that, you know, we would put a woman in jail for having an abortion, or in this case, allowing a baby that was attempted to be aborted to live, or, you know, not live if it had lived. So those impressions, I think, scared people, not to mention many, many people, obviously, think that the right to choose to control whether their pregnancy leads to a baby or not after they've, you know, become pregnant is a fundamental compassionate right. In contrast to the view we have, that person who has that belief wouldn't even exist if someone hadn't defended
exactly
the human life of that person. And therefore, the starting point of rights is the right to life, because it's given from God, not the right to control the outcomes later on to behaviors. And, you know, this is, like you said, the evidence of untethering ourselves from God. And we need to, as Christians, pray and live out the principles of the Bible, hold ourselves to these standards, know that we fail. We have abortions within our families and some of us within our lives. And God will forgive that, just as he'll forgive your lying or your lust or your cheating. But it's so serious because it's the life of a person, and it's a premise upon the rest. And I think we have to be very careful, though, to remember that politics cannot achieve everything that the Spirit of God inside of us does. And you can overreach in politics and make things worse, compromising politics isn't necessarily compromising your biblical principle.
Right, exactly. Well, and this is the thing. Right now, we're at a point where God has been so rejected and abandoned that we see all this evil and the rise of, you know, not wisdom. I mean, it's the opposite of wisdom, because we know that wisdom comes from God. So when you turn your back on God, you know, wisdom's out the door, and we start making poor decisions that that impact our families. And what kind of legacy will that leave? You know, this is why it's so important, for, especially for people of faith that know better, who are pursuing God, that we rally, we come together. And as you say, Jeff, you're exactly right, that we pray for God's revelation, His wisdom, His love, His mercy to be manifest in such a way. Because in and of ourselves, gosh, we're just... You know, there's certain things we can do that God has empowered us to do. To pierce this darkness, we need a God-ordained, sanctified, you know, I don't know if it's a presence or a reintroduction of Jesus Christ. Only God knows. But clearly, something needs to happen that is supernatural, that can bring us together to where, you know, the blindfolds are off and we can clearly see. We got about a minute left, Jeff. I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, we are not to be finger pointers. We are to be grace demonstrators and truth modelers, salt and light. And I think humility is the posture that Christians are to come to all other relationships in the public square with. And to point fingers isn't humble. To call ourselves into, you know, accountability to God and His ways is. In the meantime, let us pray for God's wisdom to spread through the church, Amen. Through our leadership, and to the culture at large. And at the end of the day, Allah is not the main thing we're seeking. Political outcome is not the main thing we're seeking. Mm-hmm. We're seeking the reign and rule of God and His love and His kingdom.
Jeff Kemp, thank you so much for being with us. The author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback, Jeff Kemp. Thank you, Jeff. God bless.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao joins us now. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to all these great stories, these viral videos that you report every week. And we're going to start off with a grandma and grandson have dinner paid for by strangers as a random act of kindness. Tell us about this.
So Gretchen Piazzo, and her grandson, he's 14, his name's Cole, they're from Chandler, Arizona. They were out to dinner, and, you know, that's one of those special times that, you know, I've been fortunate enough to enjoy, and I think a lot of other people, and then when your grandparents are no longer around, that's something that you, you see, and then you, it makes you think of your own grandparents, and that's just what happened with this kind customer that anonymously paid for their bill. You know, so they finished their dinner and they're going to leave, and the server lets them know, hey, you know, this has already been paid for. And they get a nice note and it says, we enjoyed watching your special date. It got us talking about how we miss those times with our own grandmothers. This time is so precious. Love that you're living these memories together. Enjoy each other and God bless. And then it was from Vernon and Christine, which, you know, it kind of chokes you up a little bit just thinking about, them missing their grandmothers and how special they must have been to them. And, you know, I fortunately got to have lunch. My grandma's 91. We got to go out to lunch this weekend.
Oh, how cool.
I'm telling you, every time you go, it's special.
Yes, without a doubt. Yeah, because every moment, that's the deal. You really appreciate, the idea of presence. You know, the
that's
present
right.
time, present moment is a present. So an S-E-N-T, whenever you have special times like that with our loved ones, that is special. Well, congratulations. Well, this next story is about the oldest living person in the U.S., 115 years old. Who would have thought, huh?
That's right. The oldest living person in the U.S., her name's Bessie Hendricks. She was born in 1907, and she just turned 115, if you can believe it.
Well, congratulations. Wow. That's a lot of candles on the birthday cake, I got to say.
That's right. You know, just to give you, just to help people, like, for this to sink into people, she's witnessed 21 presidents, 2 world wars, and the sinking of the Titanic. And so that just, like, kind of helps you grasp, you know, quite how much of history has happened in these past 115 years of her life. It's just amazing. And her daughter is actually 90 years old, and she's talking about, isn't that amazing? But, like, what a blessing to get to live to 90 years old and still have your mom.
Well, and especially in this era of COVID, Sam.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
You're talking survivors of COVID, 115 and 90 years old. I mean, you know, we know that the ones that were particularly vulnerable were the elderly. I mean, this is the super elderly, 90 and 115, right?
That's right. And, you know, because I'm just thinking, you know, you don't picture most 90-year-olds when you meet them. You don't expect them to say, oh, by the way, this is my mom. It kind of reminds me of an episode of Seinfeld where they, you know, they kept bringing in the dad's dad and then the dad's dad's dad. And I just think, you know, I would love to have my mom when I'm 90 years old. That would be such a blessing. And so all three of her surviving children came to join her at her community, her rest home community, and spend that special day together. And, you know, I think for her to be alive and well and enjoying her 115th birthday kind of gives us all a little bit of hope and inspiration, you know. Makes me want to get my own behind out there and start working out so I can do that myself.
Well, we got to have the baby first. Then we'll work on the second part, okay? So right now, you need to just stay well, stay healthy until the baby gets here. And then we can get crazy and we start doing Iron Man type workouts and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So little steps here. Kate Winslet covers her mom's $17,000, it's not dollars, it's pound, energy bill. That's like over 20 grand at U.S. dollars, right? That's a lot of money.
That's right. And it actually wasn't her mom. It was just another mom in England. Her name's Caroline Hunter. Mm-hmm. And she's 49 years old. And she has a little 12-year-old girl named Freya. She has cerebral palsy, and she receives oxygen treatments every day. So electric prices going up in England, you know, I know we face some in the United States, but over there in the UK, it's been especially challenging. It could rise as much. I think they're predicting up to 73% next year. And you know, so Carolyn was talking about, she started a GoFundMe to try to get help because, you know, this isn't just a matter of them staying warm for the winter, which can be a matter of life and death, especially in such frigid temperatures. But this is a matter of running the machines to help keep her daughter alive. And when she found out, from her local city council, the prices could be going up. From, you know, so the prices she pays right now, £6,500 a year, and it's going to be going from that to they expect £17,000 a year. And so Kate Winslet, you know, being the sweet lady that she is, comes in and she steps in and she just donates the whole amount for the whole year so they won't have to worry, which, you know, bless her and people like her. And, you know, but one of the things that Caroline was saying was, what about the other people that are over there and are in similar situations, or, you know, just everybody is going to need heat come this winter. You know, right now she's not even heating all the rooms in her home, and this isn't even the most frigid temperatures. It's already cold. You know, prayers are certainly with everybody over there. As they face these.
Well, and here in America too, Sam, as you say, in the Northeast, I mean, the cost of fuel and everything, that's the effect of, you know, some of these policies here. I mean, you want to blame the Russians. I know the president wants to blame the Russians, but it wasn't Putin that turned off the spigot. It was Joe Biden himself by executive order. And so we're going to have people being very cold. So it's going to be a winter of maybe mass huddling, where we huddle together and try and keep each other warm, you know, because some of these families, it's a tough deal. I mean, you're talking, you got to make a choice between energy, staying warm, or buying food. I mean, when it's getting down to this, I mean, this is crazy.
That's right. And then, you know, you get these bills and they're so much more expensive that, you know, the price of everything else has already gone up. And then you have the electric bill coming in. If it goes up that much too, it's just, you know, I'm just praying for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. This is it's almost incomprehensible, you know, energy bill like this. And that's a good question. What about the others? What about the others that don't have a Kate Winslet opening up their pocketbook and, you know, making this kind of investment into humanity? I agree with you, Sam. I agree with you about praying for them. This next story is about a couple that finds a 1.9 carat diamond at a state park while celebrating their own anniversary, huh?
That's right. So this couple was actually celebrating their 10th anniversary, which I think is really cool. Like, you know, you go to the state park and there's a good chance that they'll find something. But, you know, it's the state park with all the diamonds. you know, this couple comes in and they're just, the guy only spent an hour. It was a 1.9. Can you believe 1.9 carats? I'm like, that's a good deal. We should have done that before we got married.
Exactly.
We should have done that before we got married. This is like an Arkansas couple, and they were, they're named Jessica and Seth Erickson. And they're the creator of Diamond State Park, and this is November 4th. And, you know, that's a smart way to celebrate your anniversary. I'm starting to think people should celebrate before they get married.
Yeah, exactly. Why not, you know? Yeah, I say that and go to divorce court. That way you'll get that already out of your system, and you'll say, yeah, we ain't going here. You know, these are a bunch of crazy people. Yeah, that's what happens. You go to divorce court, and you lose your mind, you all get crazy. So, you know, check it out beforehand, right? Just saying.
That's right. And then, like, you know, I apparently they find over 500 diamonds a year there. This is an unusually
large. Do they really?
Diamond,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh?
So I'm like, you know, people, guys, if you're looking for a ring, you go out there and you do a little bit of the work and you might, I mean, that's over a diamond a day. Being found. Maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones. And then you can say, hey, look, honey, I did this. You know, not only did I save this money, but I got this with my own bare hands. And
then she goes, hey, you chump, it's only a carrot, man. They got 1.9. You better keep looking.
Right. Keep on digging. He dug for an hour and found that 1.9. So I always wonder how long people spend looking for these diamonds. And then this guy comes in and does it in an hour.
Yeah, really. And how many people go out and do this? Is there like so many hundreds a day that are out there doing that?
You know, I'm not sure, but I am like amazed that there's this park that they're still finding diamonds in, because you know there's people going there all the time and looking. And I've seen stories before where they actually had people find some large diamonds there. So
wow.
I'm wondering,
well, you know, when I first exactly. You know, when I first read this, I thought, oh, they found somebody else's diamond ring. You know, those kind of stories, because we always hear often about those, you know, when you report those kind of stories. This is actually just, going out there and, you know, digging it up in 1.9 carat diamond. Wow, that's amazing. That's almost lotto kind of stuff, huh?
That's right. And, you know, I hope that they'll keep it. Like, you know, I'm wondering, are they going to keep it? Are they going to sell it? Like, I think this could be turned into a treasured memory and then, you know, maybe something you pass down to your kids.
Yeah, that's got a great story, you know. Hey, Grandpa, how'd you get Grandma's? Well, we dug. We kept on digging. I kept on digging. There it is. She was worth it, you know. There you go.
It's very old-fashioned, but I love it. Like, it sounds cooler than going to the store and buying it, if you really think about it. So.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, that's some sweat equity in that diamond, in that hunt, that's for sure. We got about 50 seconds left here, Sam. This TikToker raises $170,000 for an older Walmart worker. Tell us about this real quick.
That's right. A TikToker has raised over $180,000 now at this point.
Whoa, no.
This woman, she's 81 years old, and her name is Nola. He took a picture of her sitting in the break room, and I guess she was working to pay off her mortgage, and he asked her story. He ends up his name's Devon Bonagura. And, you know, he has all these followers on TikTok. He shares Nola's story, and they raise enough to pay off her mortgage so she can retire. And
how cool is that? Oh, wow. That is awesome.
One of the beautiful things about TikTok, isn't it?
Yeah, and another beautiful reason why we love to always hear from Samantha Mao. We always hear these good news stories. Thank you, Sam. Check out Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.